My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think with Arthur Smith, it's done. He's added some pieces, right, that are his guys. Like Van Jefferson was a his guy. You add Michael Pruitt, who's Hartman? Michael Pruitt.
Pruitt.
Mm-hmm. Who's one of his guys. You add tight ends.
Patterson.
Yes, Cordero Patterson. He's putting his fingerprints all over this offense, but at the same time, this is an offensive coordinator that was brought in to fit what the Steelers had here in terms of the offensive alignment. Sam Alu plays with a mean streak. James Daniels plays with a mean streak. I think Dan Moore in a run game plays with a mean streak. Broderick Jones should. Troy Faltano, that's what you read about him. And I think also the way that he wants to play offense, and we saw it in game one, benefits the defense so significantly.
Yes.
Like, okay, if we're going to win with defense in 2024, the offense has to help the defense.
Because
The defense was great at times last year. Very good at times. But if you're on the field too long, it's just not going to work.
Right.
And we've brought up, and I've brought up probably ad nauseum, this time of possession number. But think about the lack of three and outs. Like, that to me is such a big deal. Like, okay, you don't score any touchdowns, but you only had two drives where you didn't get a first down. That is such a departure from the way it has been the last couple of years. How many times have we seen the Steelers play great defense in the first half, and then down the stretch, you're done?
Yeah, you're smoked.
Because
You're just on the field so much, and you have to create. Like, not only are you on the field a lot, but they were asked, especially last year, to create, like, I know you want to create turnovers as a defense, but they were almost asked to score wherever they created turnovers as a defense. Like, that is a lot to be put on your plate. I do wonder how the defense, I can't remember how the defense was for Tennessee in 2019 when they had their good year underneath Arthur Smith. I wonder if it was as complimentary as we've seen on Sunday with
the
Steelers.
I think it played better than its personnel. Because you don't, whenever you're on the field for 25 minutes, It's a huge difference. And it's, to me, fatigue, obviously, big deal, especially early in the season when you're getting your sea legs under you. You know that a lot better than I do. But also, I think the Steelers defended 50 plays. So, if you have to defend 70, there's 20 plays there where you're racking up yards.
Yep.
And you have a chance to, more likely there's going to be a coverage breakdown. It's, when you're defending more plays, you're just simply defending more plays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about keeping them fresh, but also the league is designed for offense to rule the day. So let them try to rule the day 50 times instead of 70 times. You know what I mean?
Whenever, and if they can get three and outs too on that side, on the defensive side, and if the offense is you know, pushing the ball down the field, extending drives, and you talk about keeping the defense fresh, they are also alongside creating depth on the defense. Like, with the whole signing yesterday of Terrell Edmonds, wasn't huge, but it's significant down the road. I mean, you got Nick Herbig. You have some guys that can go in there, and even if you are in a long drive, you can spell some guys because you created depth. So this defense is really, you know, a high-powered machine. And it's built like that on purpose because of the complimentary and how Arthur Smith can run his offense. So it's like, all right, whenever you get on defense, like, we have everything that we can throw at you at any moment.
Well said, because as you're saying it, it kind of hits me. Like, all right, you said you wanted to be the ground and pound win with defense team before, but you didn't have the coordinator. You didn't have the quarterback, frankly, to make it happen. Okay, well, now you've added more offensive linemen, and you've added tight ends. We're going to run the ball. It might not be pretty. Yards per carry might not be there. We're still running it. Getting first downs, creative with the quarterback in the ground game. I think you'll see some of that with Russell Wilson, though it'll look different. So then there's that. And then you want to win with defense. Well, last year, what killed them? It wasn't that they weren't good enough. It's that they got too hurt.
Right.
Like, that's a great point by you. Think about their safeties now. You have Elliott and Minka as your starters, KZ and Terrell Edmonds. There's four NFL starting caliber safeties right there.
Yep.
You think about your inside linebackers. You got three, and then at some point you hope Cole Holcomb comes back, and you've got four, and then you've still got Mark Robinson, who's had experience in the league and a good special teams player. Defensive line. I got to stop kind of ripping Montrevious Adams.
Yeah. He looked good. He looked good on Sunday.
He did. He had a sack. He's a solid NFL backup defensive lineman. The one place, and then you got Herbig, as you mentioned, the one place they don't is at corner, but you are going to get Sutton back halfway through the year. If you're going to win with controlling the clock and playing defense, then you better have a bunch of big bodies, which they do on offense, and you better have depth on defense, which they do. It might not get them any better than 9-8, 10-7 like they were last year, but at least they're not just saying they have the plan. The personnel backs up what they've wanted to do for so long.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.